you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Before we start the show, here at The Thing Is, we want you and all of our listeners to have amazing sex, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required, just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I mean, that's freaking awesome. As you listen to the show, you all know, Maddie doesn't have a whole lot of sex. I don't have a whole lot of sex, both for very different reasons. But it's important to both of us that our guests and our listeners live a very different life than we live. See what the buzz is about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all your sexual wellness products, from specially formulated arousal gels to supplements and so much more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So go to promescent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they offer free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you're not losing out on anything. You can only gain by trying Promescent products, especially Promescent Delay Spray. Once more, go to promescent.com. That's promescent.com. And they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. So give it a try and let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Good evening, Shannon. You're looking, as the Italians say, molto sante.
I don't know what it means.
Neither do I.
All right.
I
made it up. Multi. Can someone Google it?
Someone Although there is a word, and here's where I got it from. I think this is where it originated. Christopher Moltisanti from Sopranos. I think the name just stuck in my head. So I started calling everything I enjoyed molto sante. And I say it as though it's real. But Moltisanti apparently is like a city of angels or some shit like that in Italian.
Maybe many saints.
Many saints. That's it. That's it. Many saints. 100%.
I mean, I don't know if I'd go by that. My cat is right here. And so for me to reach the keyboard, it's so inconvenient.
How much trouble would I get in if I made a vagina joke right now?
Not trouble. It's just so stupid.
Oh,
okay. Like literally every single person, their first time seeing one of my cats on the screen, they just can't help themselves. And it's like, oh, get it. Aha. Get it out of your system and let's move on.
You don't find it clever?
No, it's stupid. It's no? easy. Too easy.
Still talking about your veg? Aha.
Which is not too easy.
No, it ain't. That's the fucking hardest thing that's ever been gotten into. Your veg is like the stone that Arthur pulled the fucking sword out of.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, that's pretty fucking good.
Except the sword would have to like get in it at some point.
Yeah, I have to get stuck. Hey, you're right.
Something has to get in it first. I'm really not happy with my outfit. It makes me think of Peggy Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a long cardigan. And I was like, oh, this is very fall looking. And now looking at myself with it, I think Peggy Bundy. I'm also wearing like yoga pants, which is similar to like the pants that she wore, like the like high and tight. It just
now
it's
you
not
just
what
fucking
I'm...
I just got to light a cigarette and toss a salad.
Yeah,
you know, you're good to go.
If I just hold it's, this.
I remember when I was younger, I found it so insanely bizarre that Al would not want to have sex with his wife. And now at 35, I'm like, oh.
Get it. All right. I don't like looking at myself in it. But if I take it off, it's just too much boob in this tank top. I feel like it's enough boob with the covering. But anyway, let's continue. So first I want to talk about this past weekend. I took a very, very quick mini vacation. I left on Friday morning and I came back on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
which is it's a whole thing because there were two flights each way because there weren't any direct flights to where I went. So it's like I really spent one day away and I spent so much money to do it. But go ahead.
And that sounds like a nightmare. just yeah. about a flying. Where would you went to Jekyll Island? Where is that?
Yeah. So actually, hold on. Look, I know there's no proof because it's a plastic solo cup, but I do have a little bit of vodka because I've had a really stressful day. So I poured it and I have more work to do after this, but cheers. Cheers to you and cheers to the listeners and to the chat. Are you drinking a chocolate milk?
Yes. It's my mom says it's very good for me. No, it's a cafe agave. It's like an espresso. It tastes like chocolate milk though. It's fucking awesome. It's like a cold brew. There you go. It's a cold brew.
There's no booze in it?
Oh no, there is. I'm sorry. Oh. Yes. It's like 12.5% or some shit. It's got a pretty good kick to it.
I see. I wasn't able to comprehend you drinking a non-alcoholic drink during the show.
Well, see, that's what happens when you assume I'm not doing that.
Okay. So Jekyll Island. So I learned all of this like on the flight there. So it's one of like, I didn't learn it very well. It's one of like three or four other islands that are part of the Golden Isles, which are off the coast of Georgia. And they're like between Savannah and Jacksonville, Florida, I believe geographically is where they're located, but we know geography is not my strong point. Sure. But that's what I think it is. And so it's just like one little of a bunch of islands, which I never knew existed before.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to fly into Brunswick, which I guess is like the mainland island. I'm sorry. No one fact check me. None of this is true. So Brunswick is where
I'm from. So you're in New Brunswick.
Yeah. And when we get this, now this is like the smallest airport in the whole wide world. There is like one, you know, one gate, you know, like you come in and leave through one part. There's only one place to go, which thankfully, because I will get lost. And, once you get out of the airport, there's no one to get you. There's no Uber service. There's no car service. You just have to figure it out kind of on your own.
Just got to hope for the best.
Yeah.
Hoping to get raped and or murdered.
Yeah. So thankfully.
What kind of island is this? Is this like a safe island?
If it's a mainland, is it still an island? Well, yeah, because Hawaii has a mainland. Okay, got it. I'm fine. So you thought about it. You thought about it for a second.
I was like, here's what that was, right? I'm like, maybe I'm the idiot.
No, it's me. So it was daytime and it was a bunch of us together. So I was pretty certain we weren't going to get killed. But a friend of mine that we just started Googling car services and she was able to find one. And then she was like, oh, I'm just going to call this a Latino car service. And so I assume she's just talking about, you know, how we would hear. It's like, oh, call the Mexican car service or whatever,
right.
Call the Dominican car service. But when the cab eventually arrived on the door, it said Latino car service. That was the name of the car service.
They just went full, like, this is what we are. And this is what we do.
Probably because they're the only Latinos that live there.
I guess. Right. That's gotta be a nice place then. No.
I mean, it's very
only one brand of Latino.
Yeah, I don't
sounds peaceful.
I didn't see many non-white people while I was there. But so anyway, it took several calls to a car service for us to get picked up. It was a whole thing. And also it was pouring there. So our flight was delayed. So like
they
the
speak
whole
English,
first,
right?
This is Georgia.
Like this. Oh, you're in Georgia. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I'm a little confused. I think
all of this is a part of Georgia, I believe.
Oh, this is part of the state of Georgia.
I believe so.
Oh, all right. So never mind.
Yeah,
back to you.
Yeah, it's Georgia's Golden Isles, I believe.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Did I thought I was clear about that.
You likely were.
Okay. So the other islands, there's like St. Simon's Island. That's the only one I remember because it's the only other one we went to, but there's like a bunch of them. So, okay. So finally, we get the car service and we get into the car service. It's like a van. And you know how normally, especially in the times of COVID, there's some sort of divider between the passengers and the driver. For this one, he used like wooden planks or something and like pink duct tape or something, like some sort of wide pink tape. And it was all like every direction. And then there was a small, like clear window so that we could see him. And then there was what looked like if you took like an ice pick and then stabbed it through something just to try to make an opening that was like credit card shaped. It said, written with a marker, there was an arrow to this little opening and it said, pay here. I have a picture, actually, Alec, if you timestamp it, I'm going to send it to you and then you can just drop it in right here. But we do have a picture of this because it's so weird. And so when you pay, it's cash only.
Yep.
So you have to just like, you have to fold up your money to fit into this odd opening and like squeeze it through. And that's how you pay.
I got to tell you, my initial feeling was very annoyed. Let's grab our guns, climb a tower. But now that I'm thinking about it, right? If I were in that business, I would for sure make it very inconvenient for my customers, just for my own little,
For them to pay you? Like, that's important part.
Yeah, I know, but you're going to fucking figure it out. You know what I mean? Now you got to fold it just right. You got to slide it through the hole. So it's got to be this super awkward transaction. And that would make me very happy.
Well, it went easily. Like, I folded up the money. And we slid it through. Everything was fine. But now
it's paid all in coins.
Yes, pennies. Put them through.
Just hear them tinking on the fucking bottom of the car.
It also, as like, it's six. I think there were six of us. Five of us in the car. And so now we're all just talking shit, like a bunch of girls just talking shit. And then like 10 minutes before we arrived at the destination, we realized that there are two other people sitting in the front. So like there's the driver and then there's two other heads.
And you notice it when you got there? Oh, because you can't really see.
No. And it's like scratched, you know, it's not a clear view to the front.
Right,
and
right.
I believe someone else that was in the car with us, I guess, because I was all the way in the back and then there's three in the front, two in the front. And they said they noticed it earlier on, but there was apparently like, it seemed like it was his wife and child that were with him for the whole ride. It was a very interesting experience.
They didn't say anything the whole way?
Nothing.
You didn't hear a fucking peep.
Wow. Not a word.
And he must hit them a lot.
And he didn't get out to put our luggages in the car, which kind of bothered me.
Yeah, he's too busy fucking threatening his wife and child to stay quiet in the front seat.
But I feel like that's like the biggest, the most important part of like picking up and dropping off at an airport is handling the luggage.
I hate that though.
When they handle your luggage?
Yeah, no, I got it. I don't like anyone doing anything for me, first of all, especially something that I can definitely do for myself, you know? So the luggage thing is just an awkward, like here's like one I really hate, bathroom attendant.
Yeah,
right? That's fair. I don't need you around, man. You're just making, I got to tip you now. Like why, this all of a sudden this became a fucking whole monetary transaction. I just wanted to come in here and take a leak and leave unbothered. No luck.
That's fair. I think the only ones that are like kind of nice is like the fancier ones where they have like cologne and perfume and mouthwash and all of this stuff. I just feel like at least they are serving a purpose other than handing you the paper towel, which machines do.
Yeah. Well, that's the worst kind. That's like, you guys are really fucking me here. You know what?
At the Jersey Shore by Jenkinson's at that, like, you know, there's a tiki bar and at the bathroom inside, there is a bathroom attendant. And it's like, for no one's going to have money on them because everyone's coming in from the beach or from their table or whatever. It is a weird thing. I always tip though.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't like any services. Valet? Nah, because I know I got to fucking tip this guy. I'm cheap is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. I like services. I prefer convenience to money, which is why I have none.
Yeah.
But I prefer the convenience.
It's the guinea in us.
But we're saying opposite things.
No, I was kidding. I'm not actually cheap. I just don't like the interaction with others.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
So we get there. We're finally all together. It was, of course, raining when we got there, but it did clear up. And I realized that I really like the South. I haven't spent much time there because I lived in Miami. But that doesn't count as the South because that's not really the South. You have to go more North Florida.
Right. Yeah.
But we went out, first of all, the first night we went to dinner and it's like, everyone's tired because we traveled 1,000 hours that day and had to go through the whole thing. So we just went to dinner and then went home, but it was outdoors and it was like, you know, on the water. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's very humid. This is an island in the South. And I'm okay with saying this word for what they are, but this is a fake word for what they are. It's No, Maddie. It's I assume to be palmetto bugs, which are the worst, which they're just like W's from New York. They fly and they're the worst. And they, so when we're there, all of a sudden, because, you know, my friends know me and they lie to me. So if someone sees something, I'll see people whisper or something and I'll be like, what happened? They're like, no, nothing. And I'm like, where is it? tell me where it is so we can like get away from it. And as the night progressed, people's eyes were darting around a lot. And beneath us were
these are nasty.
The worst thing.
Yeah.
It's probably like the worst thing in creation.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, on like a plank, you know, like floorboards, like a deck, because, you know, we're above like swamp or sand or whatever, because we're right on the water. And as the night progressed, when one of them was like, we should really go. And I didn't see it when it was happening because they distracted me from it, but apparently they were everywhere.
Oh God.
They were running around everywhere. We went to take one group picture, like, you know, in front of the water, and I saw one at that point, and my friend Jessica killed it with her flip-flop. Thank God. But she's actually from Georgia originally, so I guess she's used to it. But what a freaking mess. I mean, like, why do bugs have to ruin the most beautiful places?
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, I feel like maybe for you out west, like a Colorado, you know, you get that, like, that country feel, but less bugs maybe. Probably, I mean, filled with ticks, though.
I guess, yeah. But also, is Arizona the West?
Yeah.
So in Arizona,
like scorpions and tarantulas. But you know what? I'll take a tarantula over a fucking spider, like a small spider. Shannon, speaking of God, witch. Oh, no. What was that, Sunday? Did you say
speaking of God, witch?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What was that? I'm sorry. I was reliving the situation. So we're getting ready to go to Aaron's friend's kids christening, whatever boy girl they have, and
what was like, that?
I don't know. I forget what they have.
Okay, I thought it was a like boy. Some shade you were throwing. Okay,
no, it's the boys christening. Okay, so we're getting ready. We're already running kind of late, and Aaron's like, "Oh shit, there's a spider on the bedpost. It was right there on the fucking headboard." So I was like, "All right, go get me a paper towel or the vacuum, whatever. I'll keep an eye on it so I don't lose it." So she's bringing the vacuum in, and she can't do stuff, you know what I mean? Like, if there's one thing she's bad at, it's doing things. So getting the vacuum to me,
I'm waiting for a shoe to fly off the
was a whole fucking thing getting the vacuum to my side of the bed. So I had to turn around to grab the vacuum, and wouldn't you know it, in the second and a fucking half, Shannon, that my eyes were off this spider, it disappeared. I did not. That's not what happened, Your Honor.
It doesn't seem like she would just make that up. I don't know.
Don't ask that to be stricken from the record. I lost this fucking spider. So now
how
I'm
big
in.
Was it?
I mean, it was small, but that's the problem. You lose okay. it. You know, yeah. It was like a regular. It was a house spider. You know, it didn't look like anything that was going to kill me. But the last place you want it is like under your pillow when you go to bed, yes. Right? And now this thing's fucking gone. So when you lose a spider, you got to slowly move things, right? So that you catch them creeping. So I'm slowly moving the night table up from the wall. It's not back there. Yeah, little shutter you got there.
I hate bugs.
I move the bed, and the bed is in like the frame of it is in four pieces. So I go to move it, and like it almost comes apart. So now I'm getting aggravated. So I finally get it away from the wall. Still nothing, no spider, right? And we have a shaggy like rug in our room. So now I'm like on my hands and knees looking for this fucking, I'm sweating. I'm in a panic, we're late. And she's like, we gotta go. I'm like, we can't leave. Like, what are we gonna do? We're gonna come home, this thing's gonna kill us both. I don't know. And we still are pretty much assuming, and you tell me what you think. Maybe like, and you're gonna tell me something bad. She looks up, she goes, that's the spider. This thing, I don't know how the fuck it moved this quick, because it got a good 10 feet over and then up on the fucking ceiling in no time. And it came out that way.
I have a question that's kind of not answering
spider,
your question.
Right, Shannon?
Wait, what color was it?
It was like brownish, maybe brownish or greenish. It was like a regular house spider.
Okay, and they were both the same color.
I'm hoping it was just the one.
It could be because, you know, with their Satan devil webbing, where they can like pop from one spot to the next. Maybe you're not seeing it, and maybe you're not seeing it in the air. Because if it was on your bedpost, it could have started on the ceiling, shot its web. You're not paying attention to the web, and then when you go for it, it's like it's going up, but you're looking down.
And it tricks you. Threw up thinking of how quick this fucking spider moved in my room. Right? Isn't that horrible? I hate them. There were two more of them today.
Ugh,
we brought up our Halloween shit from the the storage. I don't think they came out of there. Probably, but there was one in the container in the tote today. I was like, oh, he's new. They're everywhere, Shannon.
You get them though. Don't you get them this time of year every year?
Every fucking year. We got lucky 1 year, maybe last year. Maybe they were social distancing last year, you know, they didn't come around as much. But yeah, every fucking year they come out of somewhere. It's got to be in the attic, like whatever fucking attic area they have here.
So, and you're saying you would prefer it to be a tarantula?
Yes. Now, that being said,
you're lying.
That's not at all what you mean. That being said, I'm full of shit. No, I'd rather see a tarantula. No, I think I'm full of shit completely. Because, like, I'm thinking, like, all right, you can see the tarantula. You know what I mean? I'm way more.
How are you
going to
kill it?
Right. Exactly. It's going to be horrible.
A chainsaw.
Ugh, I'm gonna throw up.
You need
terrible.
A weapon.
Oh, it has so much guts in it.
Ugh.
You think there's a video of like somebody squishing a tarantula on YouTube? There's gotta be.
100%. I don't want to see it. Don't look for it, Alec. I don't want to see it. I took a video, which I'm not gonna try to find it because I don't want to get the image back in my mind. But it was from maybe, I don't know if it was from last summer or the summer before. And you know, like in this apartment. I'm not going to say anything about right now, but in the past, spiders have been the problem here. And I feel like I'm really speaking it right back into existence like an asshole. But and large ones. And again, like I'm in like a garden level apartment, but I'm like in this room, I'm above ground. My bedroom is like partially below ground. So it's like the worst stuff. And part of it was built after the fact. So it's not going to be secure. There's definitely holes in the foundation and the pieces and whatever where like big things can come in. And I've seen the biggest spiders that I've ever seen in my life in New York City in this apartment. And so one day I was coming home from work and, you know, like I always say, my superpower is I can spot a bug. Like I'll walk into a room and I'll be like, someone get it. It's right there. And they're like, how do you see it? And it's because my eyes just search for it. So yeah. I was walking up to my door and it's like, it's a side entrance. And I see what appears to be just like a line like this, which is usually a bug leg. And so I stop in my tracks and it's right next to my door. And I look at it and I look a little closer and it's like, there's like shingly thingies. I don't know what they are. The siding of a house, like, you know, these things.
Yeah, shingle.
Yeah. And it's like up, it's up in one of them and there's one leg coming out. But if it's a leg big enough for me to see standing many feet away, the rest of the body is a monster. Yeah.
It's so big. It can't even fit where it's trying to hide.
So I'm like, okay, I have two options here. I can leave it. And now there's the chance that one day I open my door and it runs right into my house. And now I have this Goliath of a spider in my house, or I can go to war with it right now. Maybe it's dead even. Cause I feel like when they let you see them sometimes, like they're already done with their life. So I come inside, put my stuff down. I get bleach because I never have a bug spray and everyone's always baffled by this. I don't have bug spray. I use Windex or bleach.
Yes. It all works the same.
And you know what? Windex actually works better than bleach. Bleach doesn't work very well. You have to like drown them in it and it's not the chemical. It seems like they're just drowning.
You are talking like about burning. A spray bleach, right? Not like
spray bleach. Yeah.
Right. I got one with fucking OxyClean last week.
And did it go fast?
Again, in that storage unit, man. I opened the door and it was like doing this fucking, it was like running away, panicking. So I think it was a fucking, it might've been a brown recluse for all I fucking know. Cause I never seen a spider panic like that. I know we have them around here. So I'm like, maybe. So now I'm like, oh shit, I'm in flip flops. Like this is dangerous. You know,
by the way, I have a mosquito bite on my leg. And ever since we started talking about this, it's now just started itching me during this conversation. I have 1,000 mosquito bites. But anyway, so I decided to come in and get the bleach and go to war, hoping it's going to actually be dead when I spray it. It's going to fall and I just leave it there and ask my landlord to get it at another time. So I go back outside. Actually, so I have video of, like, I was just taking a video of it just so people can see the enormity of this thing. I mean, mm-hmm. with its legs, it was like, it was this big, like a crab. It's like a crab that you would see, like, that's the size of it. It was so big.
Yeah. Okay. One of the little fat fuckers.
And like gray, like not, it wasn't dark. It was like grayish because it was blending in with the gray on the wall. Mm-hmm. So I go outside and I have, like, you know, my screen door, which I never have screens. I never have open windows. I never have screens. Everything is always closed because I try my best to keep them out. So my door is shut and I start spraying with the bleach and now he's activated. Ugh. And he comes out of his, like, little space, which is only like this much from the floor, and he starts running, but yep. he runs towards my door and there is a space underneath my door, and I don't have my inside door shut. I just have the screen door shut. So mm-hmm. I guess it wasn't shut all the way, and he like smushed his way under it and into my house now. And now as soon as you come into my house, there's a step down and then I have a rock there. There's a rock. There's not really a reason for it. It was there when I moved in and I just left it there. It's just a rock.
Spider bash rock.
No. So he came in and he hid behind the rock. So the rock is like, it's this big, it's heavy.
Yep.
So now I'm like, all right, I can't really see behind it. So like, what if I go to move it with my hand and it's like there and it's going to touch me? Like, I just don't want it to touch me. So I like kick it out of the way a little bit. And then I kick it the other way. I'm like, it's not, where is it? It's somewhere. And yeah. then I finally move it enough to where it comes out. And now it's running towards me. And I'm just like, spraying so much. And it's not phased. And it took like 5 minutes of like backing up and it coming further into my apartment. And now my cats are like, what's happening? And I'm like, get away from the bleach. So I'm trying to hold them back and spraying it to death. And then finally he stopped moving.
That's a lot of chaos for a little spider. All I'm thinking about during, well, yeah. Well, in comparison, we really are just such fucking just cave people monkeys. Like, the thought of a gigantic human compared to a spider, this thing has done nothing but retreat its entire interaction with you. And you're still terrified.
No,
of
he
it.
Was attacking me.
I would be
me.
Too.
He was running towards me.
I'll tell you, I got chased by a little ball of lint that I thought was a spider. I must have walked by it. I must have walked by it quick. And when I turned around, all I saw was this little fucking dark fuzzy thing coming flying at me. And I was like, oh shit, it's this spider's cousin from last week.
Wow. How do we get here? Right. Talking about the bugs in Georgia. So
yes,
lots of bugs at that one place. And that's like, again, like, you know, I've talked about how I've wanted to move to Hawaii for a short amount of time and I didn't because of this same type of bug that people can't keep out of their houses. It's just like bugs ruin everything aside from the bugs there and the freaking mosquitoes or some sort of biting bug. Cause we spent one day by the pool and me and only one other of the 8 girls got bit to death. I have like 10 bites on one arm. I have like them on the back of my, they really got me. But I really enjoyed the island, like the people there. And I know it's like hack to say like everyone's friendly there, but just like passing them in the supermarket where like here, obviously no one, you don't greet any, you don't make eye contact like on purpose. No. And I really think that the basis of that is just, there's too many people. You can't be smiling at thousands of people all day. And these people are like, how are you doing? And not just like, how are you? They're like, oh, I'm fine. Thanks. How are you? Like, tell me about your day. It's so sweet. I didn't hate it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I can't have that either though. I'd be like, come on, man. Wait, two words. I hate having neighbors for that reason. I don't want to have a conversation with anybody. Although I am the first one to be like, if I'm taking a walk with her, I'll be like, how you doing? People walk by, but usually they have a dog and I'm trying to get the fucking, then let me pet the dog. You know, there's always an ulterior motive, but yeah, there is nice about it. I don't know. They're nice down there. But they're fucking slow too.
You buy something
at a store, it takes half an hour.
I was there for such a short amount of time that none of this is like enough. I didn't have enough of an experience to really make a judgment, but my time there, and you know, everything annoys me. And like nothing annoyed me really about how the people were there. And then the second night went to dinner again. And then we went to a bar, and the bar was on a different island. I think it's St. Simon, something Simon's Island. And so we had to drive off this island onto a different one. And at night, and I feel like this is obvious, I feel like most of our listeners are like from the South, they're like not from a big city, and everyone's gonna be like, yeah, duh, Shannon. But like, I'm not used to this. Even the first night when we left, because of all the bugs, we go into the parking lot and it is pitch black. You mm-hmm. cannot see your hands in front of your face. This is a parking lot of a place. Put a light somewhere. It's pitch black. Like, I had to put my flashlight on my phone on because I wanted to make sure to see where I was stepping, that I didn't step on one. It's so dark. So
yeah, that's crazy.
So the second night when we were driving to the other island, on like the road, zero light, pitch mm-hmm. black. And so we're driving down this road and it's like, you know, one way on each side. Mm-hmm. And as we're driving, and there's, you know, we're two vehicles of people. And as we're driving, the people on like the oncoming traffic, yep. they're flashing their high beams.
Yeah. They're in this thing called a car, is it?
They're on wheels coming towards us.
Automobile?
So they're flashing the thingies and uh-huh. we're like, okay. And everyone's thinking, oh, it's maybe like there's cops up ahead or something, yep. which I don't know where that even be, because it's just like trees or water. I don't even remember. Something on either side of the road.
Yeah.
So then our friends are ahead of us and they slow down to a stop and then they drive around something. And there was just a paint bucket in the middle of the street.
Uh-huh.
There's no reason for this. There's like nothing anywhere near on both sides. We're like in the middle of two locations. There's nothing.
Was it just like sitting there closed, or was it spilled all over the place or upright?
Yep. Closed. Just a paint bucket in the middle of the street. So now we continue to drive. Like, we're all like, oh, okay. I guess that's what everyone was flashing their lights for. So now we go around it, continue to drive. And now our friends stop in front of us again and go around again. And this time there is an old man on a bike just standing there in the road.
Have you guys seen my paint can? Was he holding the brush?
No.
No, that's fucking creepy.
Yes. So he's just standing, like no movement. Like he's not hurt. He's not like laying on the floor. It's not like someone hit him. He is like, you know, he's straddling the bike and just like looking in our direction, just standing there. That's weird, right?
That's fucking bizarre.
So like, and it's like obviously different viewpoints there. Cause in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's probably a ghost. Joking with myself. I didn't say this out loud. And then my friend Ronnie, who's sitting next to me, she was like, that was definitely a ghost. And I was like, right? And it was
you saw him. You mm-hmm. stopped and saw him, right? You said?
We like slowed down and went around him. And then he never moved. On. Nope.
And you never saw him like leave that spot?
No. No, because it was just, you know, it's so freaking dark. So like as soon as you go away, you can't see it anymore. And that was it. It was really weird.
Did it look like a new bike or a very old bike?
No, that was another thing, is that there is, which I looked it up afterwards, there is like apparently a lot of haunted history of this area, because like as Mike and Kim said, Jekyll Island, the birthplace of the Federal Reserve, but there were, it used to be inhabited by like the richest of the rich mm-hmm. and they would have like big houses, and then something happened. I can't remember. I read it and went right back out of my head, but something happened where they like cleared off the island. Some guy
died on a bike on a fucking lonely country road with a paint can.
Something happened where they cleared the island out. I can't remember why. And then eventually Georgia bought it back, and then they made it like a nature reserve. And then like they started putting cottages and stuff back on it. But there wasn't anything like old or, you know, that timey about it. Like it seemed like a modern day old man on a bike, just on the highway for no reason.
Maybe he's that modern ghost we've been looking for this whole time.
No, we've been looking for a black ghost.
Don't lie.
By the way, that's from Monroe Martin. I think it was last week's episode, but someone said something to me about a black ghost, and now I can't remember what it was, but she was like, oh, what about this? And I was like, yep, God, my memory is real shit. But she really debunked the whole thing about the black ghost. Now I can't remember it. Anyway, so we go to the bar, and now it's like a line dancing bar. And I am thrilled, not because I'm going to line dance, but just because I am in the atmosphere of it. And I walk into this place.
You're a white chick. I get it.
It's everything that you can imagine a bar in the South would be, like a bigger bar. And there's like country music playing and like the boys are all in like flannels and jeans. That's and like most of them in like trucker hats. And it was just,
Did you talk to any of them?
So I was just very happy. I was so happy to be there. Yeah. And I just love the atmosphere. I loved it. It was also completely empty. We went to dinner really early. It was like 5:30. We got there at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. It was really early. So it was empty. Mm-hmm. And then as the night progressed, several guys approached, like either like getting a drink at the bar or coming to the table. And it's like a table of like eight women. I mean, that takes some balls or a lot of drinks to like actually approach. But what I realized is I feel like maybe this is a Southern thing for maybe they're not as much into dating apps and swiping and all of that, where maybe it still exists to like approach a girl at a bar, because I have, it's been, I can't remember the last time that many guys have like approached me here in New York.
Yeah. I would imagine like that Southern boy style, they're going to have like a more wholesome upbringing where like they got Ma and Pa telling them, you know, to find them a nice lass or whatever. What do country bumpkins call women? Bells? Country bell?
I don't know.
Girls, that's it.
Gals, maybe a gal.
Yeah, country gal. There you go, an old time gal. Or
so none of them were ones I was interested in. There was like one or two that I was like, oh, I like that, but you know, I'm not gonna approach anybody. Of course, those weren't the ones that came over to me, but it was a Southern belle, yeah, gal for sure. Yeah, but
I think, I don't know.
I really liked it, and then you know, of the two cars of girls, one of my friends is pregnant and she was kind of like over it at a certain point. She can't drink and it was getting crowded. And with me, once I start drinking, my like activity level has to maintain or increase. If it decreases at some point, I'm tired and I'm over it and I'm done. And that's what happened. Like it slowed down a little bit. And I was like, well, now my whole like momentum is gone. So when she said she wanted to go, I was like, I'll just go with you guys. And then everybody else kind of stayed and I saw videos and they were line dancing and they were having a blast. So long story
short. All your friends were line dancing?
So yeah, the ones that stayed, they were line dancing.
And you never did any of it?
I didn't. No.
Why not? You gotta jump in there.
I left before that all happened.
Oh, I thought they were doing it while you were there. All right.
No. Well. But I loved it. I really love the South. Back. I want to. Well, I really want to. I know we've talked about this before, but I really, and Mike Vecchione just came back from there, Nashville. Like, you know, I wanted to go before the pandemic and now I really want to go.
I'd go to Nashville.
I know. Maybe. Remember we talked about moving there during the pandemic.
Yeah, I was ready to go. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here still. I hate it.
I really want to go. Maybe we'll do like a group trip of some sort to Nashville.
I was thinking of ghost hunting Georgia.
So there,
right, isn't that where you go?
Well, they did have ghost hunting tours, which I didn't know beforehand. Like my whole time leading up to that trip, I was so busy and just trying to get work done and stuff in my house done before I went that I didn't get to look up anything. Plus I was there for like 10 minutes, but I would definitely go back there.
Yeah. Yeah. It does suck here. It had to be a little bit like relaxed. Like, you know, that fucking, I feel like those places you can just go, you know, whereas like in New York, you're just constantly like, what's your deal? What are you looking at? What are you going to do? Leave me alone.
It's true.
You're going to talk to me? Get away from me. Yeah.
It's true. And it was so pretty. I saw like mossy trees, I think for the first time in real life ever.
That's really sad.
When do you see mossy trees? Mossy trees don't exist here.
We got mossy trees around me.
Not moss on like the bark, moss hanging from the leaves. Alec, can you please find a picture of mossy trees in the South? It's like, did you watch True Blood?
No. You think I'm a queer or something?
My friend Katie and I during the whole trip were like, this makes me think of what True Blood was. I don't know if it was filmed there, but it took place in Louisiana. And there were so many things about this that like reminded me of that. But the mossy trees reminded me of True Blood, and I don't think I've ever seen them in real life. Alex looking it up.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what you mean. I mean, like this? Nah, that ain't coming through, is it?
No, that's not moss. Really. That's moss like on the stump or the branches or whatever. I'm talking about hanging from the leaves. There we go. Here it comes.
And here boom.
Goes. Yeah, like that.
All right. Okay. No, we don't have those around here.
So cool.
We got weeping willows, though. That's like similar.
Yeah. This is, I mean, have you ever seen this in real life?
No. No, okay, I have not.
So now you can't make fun of me. It's so cool.
I
don't think
so. I thought you meant like moss on a tree. That's why I was like, that's really fucking sad. You've been in the woods?
No. No, it's like hanging from the leaves. So cool.
Yeah,
no,
I haven't seen that. That's cool. Yeah, I like all that shit. That fucking nice quiet.
It's just the darkness at night is really off-putting.
You said it was still, I love that too. That's even better. You stargazing. Terrifying. You know, you can be like, that planet is, you know, that's that planet. And your friend's fucking girlfriend will be like, no, it ain't. And you'd be like, listen, bitch, you think I don't know where fucking planets are? And you start a whole thing over it.
If you have no light and you're stargazing, yep. You don't know until it's too late if there's a giant bug on your body.
I feel like it's a rule you just made up.
No, it's true.
You're saying the last thing, okay, so in your mind, I just want to make sure I got this straight. The last thing you want to do is be distracted by God's universe because a bug might land on you.
No, I am saying because there's no light for you to see if there is a bug on you.
Still feel like you're missing the whole idea of this thing.
No, no. At the end, no matter what the experience is or how beautiful the place is, it always comes down to, is a bug going to be on me at some point?
Yeah, but then if you're stargazing, right? And especially like you got a good edible in you or maybe a little bit of mushrooms and then the bug lands on you and you realize that you and the bug are one in the same universe. So you're just pals.
I mean, that would be an ideal. I wish that I could be anywhere and not think about bugs being involved in the situation ever.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, if I took mushrooms, I think it would be the opposite.
I feel like it would help you talk to the bugs. I feel like it helps you talk to everything. I mean, I'm we'll definitely see. Making it up in my own head.
I think it's going to be the opposite. I think like I'm going to be really confronted with my fear of bugs in a terrible way.
Bug is going to show up with a fucking scotch and a cigar.
It's going to be Maddie the bug.
Hey, kid. Didn't think it'd get much worse, did you?
So to go back to the old man in the road, we talked about it a couple of times afterward, because obviously it's such a weird thing. And some of us are like, ghost. Other ones are like, don't be stupid. It's a guy in the road. And obviously it probably was a guy in the road.
Yeah, which one's worse?
Right. But who knows? And so to the ones that were more of the non-believers of this, I'm like, okay, would you go to a haunted Airbnb with me then? Like if you're not a believer, and they're like, nope.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like that's the real test of the people that say they don't believe. It's like, well, then will you check? Will you try to find out? And they're like, absolutely not.
Yep. That's like the atheist in a foxhole type of deal. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't believe in that bullshit. You want to go to Airbnb? Nope. Not even a little bit.
I had one friend that said yes. And she was one of the ones that believed that he was a ghost. But then she was researching stuff later that night, like after we all went to bed. And the next day she's like, no, I'm not sure, but I'll let you know.
I mean, I feel like it'd be tricky to figure out which one of those scenarios is the better one. Like just this crazy old man. I mean, unless there was no one around. Like, were you like just totally empty road?
There
houses
cars.
Not around for miles.
No houses for miles. This is between, like, we're getting from one island to the next. There's not like stores. Like we're like 10-15 minutes from a drive, 10-15 minute drive from like from stuff. And by stuff, I don't mean like a strip mall. I just mean like from anything on one side and then like a half an hour on the other side to get to our destination. And there's like trees or water or swamp or whatever. I can't remember what's on both sides, but it's nature of some sort. There's not like there. Oh, did you just see that? Anyone in the chat? Did you just see something fly past my screen?
Nope. Ghost.
Maybe it was just one little particle that went up like that. But yeah, there was nothing on either side. And that's why it's also weird that a bicycler would be driving down this pitch black road.
In between islands.
Yeah. But we weren't like on a bridge necessarily, gotcha. You know, but we were on a road trying to get from one island to the next.
not in a place where it would make sense that, like, oh, this guy's a tourist. He rides his bike in between the islands.
No. And if he had, okay, there's got to be a reason why he's stopped. Like, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's having dead.
He's having a medical emergency, or he was hit by a car. He wasn't trying to wave anybody down. He was just like facing this way. The road is this way. He's facing this way and just standing, straddling the bike, looking at the oncoming traffic.
You think he killed himself that night? He threw himself in front of a fucking car.
But then he'd be, you'd see like bloodiness. He's like, all right,
I got the paint can. That's going to make this weird. I left that over there. Now I'm straddling my bicycle. I'll let a bunch of cars drive by and see me. I think I'm already a ghost. And then I'll kill myself. And then I'll be the fucking, the paint can leaving ghost of Georgia.
Oh, so you think he wasn't dead yet when we saw him?
Maybe. He's either dead or he's setting up his own ghost story. Either way, this guy's a psychopath. Or he died tragically already.
Well, we're never going to know. I did try to Google it that night. And then I went to look on my Citizen app to see if anything was there. And somehow the Citizen app wasn't on my phone anymore at that moment. And I don't know why. I wouldn't delete it. I enjoy being scared to death wherever I am, knowing that people are getting stabbed 5 feet from me. But yeah, it wasn't there. So I would have missed it. But I checked the next day and there was just literally nothing happening in that vicinity at all. There was nothing listed. But who knows?
Well, if you're listening, crazy old man, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what your deal is. If you're a ghost, we got a phone number for Halloween.
All right, guys, before we go any further, fans of the show over the age of 21, I want to tell you about Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you already know all about Yo Kratom. But if not, once again, they are home of the $60 kilo. And that's right, $60 for a full kilo. If you're currently a fan of Kratom, you can be getting it from our pretty much longest running sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. As a Kratom user, which I'm assuming you are if you haven't skipped ahead about 30 seconds, then it's time to stop overpaying or having to go to corner stores or gas stations to get what you're looking for. As you probably already know, if you go to a gas station or a smoke shop or whatever, you're pretty much at the mercy of whatever strains they have, whatever questionable brands they have. You don't know the quality of whatever is in those bags. At Yo Kratom, they have high quality Kratom for wholesale prices. So you're not going to beat that deal. If you go to Yo Kratom right now, you can scan through all of the strains that they have. They even have their own strain called Trainwreck, which is a blend of a bunch of, in my opinion, the best strains. They come in powders, capsules, whatever way you like your Kratom, they have it available there. One more time, thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting this show. And if you're into Kratom, Yo Kratom is the one place where, once again, you can find $60 kilos. These guys are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at wholesale prices. Last time, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Okay, let's get back into it. I also have a quick update. If you guys remember, we talked a couple of episodes ago about, I believe his name is Yuri. He's a 36-year-old bodybuilder who was married to a sex doll, got divorced, then was in love with an ashtray. And we watched very disturbing videos of him smelling articles of clothing. And by the way, in that video, you know, let me save this because I'm gonna have to look for that video to show everybody. But I am going to share what I found on his page today. And I don't follow, this is crazier, I think, of me, because I don't follow him, but I think about it every so often. And then I go to check his page. So it's not that I'm following him and it's popping up. I am actively seeking this information. So I found a clip on his page, which I guess is his appearance on someone's podcast. Hold on one second. And just on this Instagram video, it won't let me save my spot. So, okay, I'm going to share it. So he's appearing on somebody's podcast, I assume. And the guy is showing him an image of, I guess, some sort of dessert that's shaped like a pig. And and ask
for Talushka, finally.
It's not saving my spot. Hold
share
on.
My
spot.
I like it.
Hold on.
Well, you like a
it's absolutely, I will f*** it.
Yeah,
no, wait.
Turn into moose.
Don't listen. Here we go.
This is what's called a mango piggy gatto.
I exactly want to f- it.
Yeah.
No, I like dirty things. And if you give me this pick, it's absolutely, I will f- it.
So, so it's a dessert in the shape of a pig. And he said he'll fuck it.
if you bring me pastry cake of any kind, I promise you this, I will fuck it.
I thought he was saying, if you bring me pig, I will fuck it. Because the other images that popped up were of Miss Piggy.
I mean, if I listen, there's no putting anything past this guy anymore. But if there's one thing I haven't seen him fuck yet, it's a pig, right? The sex doll was skinny and the ashtray was a receptacle for your old cigarettes.
So here's another part of it. And now I got to try to find a video that shows. But we showed the video of him smelling different articles of clothing. He had two sex dolls in the image. And in the front to the right was like a normal looking sex doll. And then to the left was what just looked like a Rubenesque sex doll. Mm. And I found out some more information about the Rubenesque doll. I feel like I'm not going to find it in time. I'm just going to have to tell you and show you later. Oh, here we go. Found it. Okay, here. Wait, oh, it's a video. Hold on. So I had no idea. So I'm going to let you guys see this and tell me what you think this sex doll even is. And this is a video again. Here he's curling its hair. What do you think this sex doll is? Why is he chewing gum like that?
Less crazy than he is.
Okay. Maybe
what
not once
that?
You hear.
Ew,
once you
hear. I don't like this. Oh, I'm going to throw up.
I'm going to tell you what this XL really is. Ready? I'm going to turn the sound off. It is half woman and half chicken.
What the fuck?
I'm going to try to skip forward so you can see its body a little bit more.
Do you think this guy's being like tracked by anyone?
He's not hurting. I mean, he's really going for inanimate objects, which is the best thing that you could
so
ask
far.
For. Of a crazy person. I mean, I don't want to say crazy. I'm not trying to kink shame. He has his thing. Cool. That's good for him. Look, he really likes her chicken legs.
You ever see the Bjork stalker videos?
No.
The guy who he was obsessed with fucking Bjork, whoever the hell that was, by the way. I had no idea she existed until I saw this guy blow his brains out on the internet when I was like probably 12, 13 years old at this point. You never saw that video?
It's sounding familiar now.
He puts fucking face paint on at the end. Anyway, I mean, this guy, I could easily see him being in the videos leading up to that suicide on camera. This is psychotic behavior. If you saw this in like a Jeffrey Dahmer remake movie or something like that, you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. That's what he would do.
I'm just hoping that like in none of, you know, he's not being violent. Like he's being like, loving to stuff. He's not being violent in anything that we've seen so far. But also,
this is why women get killed at an extraordinary rate, by the way. Because you're like, nah, he's a sweetheart. Like, no, he's not, Chad.
He's nowhere near me. He's loving dolls and stuff. So that's cool. That's fine. But the hashtags I looked through, and there's a lot of like hairy man, which I guess is why he likes the whole thing, which is why he's keeping all that fur on his body, and like a lot of like pansexual hashtags. But I thought that pansexual was like liking a person, being that main word, liking a person like for their personality, and it could be like straight, gay, trans, or any of the letters, you know, LGBTQ, whatever, all any of those. But I didn't realize that it moved over to objects. Maybe I'm naive.
It's all too much for me, Shannon. I think I'm officially whatever our generation's boomer is. I just remember a simpler time when fags were fags and dykes were dykes and everyone else just fucked it, you know, they just did it the other way, you know? And now it's just, there's a whole list of things you got to remember. A pansex, I don't know. Let's look it up. Did we look it up ever?
I don't know. I feel like Sarah, when she was in the chat, told us that maybe she was pansexual and gave us a quick definition from her perspective. But hold on, I have to click away to close it. You're gonna hear it again.
Here's what like comes up in Google, like the auto finish correct search thing. I can't talk tonight.
Auto correct.
What the fuck is going on? It says give me pansexual definition and symptoms. That makes it sound like it's a disease, which feels rude. So let's see. Are bisexuals and pansexuals the same? No, moron. That's why there's two different words.
Yes.
Like, that's how you should answer that question, right? What is? Okay, just tell me what
pansexual definition.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, actually, get rid of the end symptoms. Maybe that'll fucking course correct a little bit. There we go. Relating to having or open to sexual activity of many kinds. Okay, so far I'm pansexual.
I mean, yeah, so a guy, got it.
Right. Sexually attracted or open to all people, regardless of gender identity or sexual orientation. Of sexual attracted. Sexually attracted to
people.
Right.
You know,
and then
what?
The now third definition is it just says this redundant sense, sexually attracted to everyone. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
You know what? Now that I think about it, we've definitely said the word before. It's some kind of philia. We've said the word before because we've talked about this type of thing.
Wasn't
so
it
much.
Like objectophilia or some shit? It was.
That's what I wanted to say, but I thought it wasn't right, so I didn't say it.
It Let's was dumb easy to guess. I remember that much.
Objectophilia. Yeah, object sexuality. All right, well, that's what it is. So he should be hashtagging that. He should be hashtagging that instead. But yeah, so there's my update on him. And now we're gonna switch over to scary things for the remainder of the show. As you already know, scary things part of the show. We talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. And I don't have the phone number, but I'll find it in 1 second. The month of October, we are welcoming all of the listeners. What was the name?
Ding Dang.
Nope.
Dong.
Ding,
ding
gang.
Gang. There you go. Ding gang. There it is.
Yes. That was from someone on Twitter who I'll credit at some point for saying it. And I really liked it. I'm happy with ding gang.
It was me. I made it up.
Nope. Yep. Actually, that's still a plural thing. It's so stupid. We're saying ding nation before and looking for like an individual term. Ding gang is really just a ding nation. It's not an individual term. So
no,
stupid.
It isn't. Ding gang member. Like
you know, this is too wordy. But anyway, so we're welcoming the listeners of the show to send in voicemails of your paranormal experiences, and we'll play them on the show. And I'm doing something which is probably the worst thing in the world to do. I did not pre-listen to them because I wanted to listen to them with you guys together. Thankfully, because last year we had some people go overboard and send ones that were 6 messages long, each one's 3 minutes, and they just went off on crazy tangents. These are both one message worth of story. So I'm going to go ahead and let me just see where I have to, if I can just share audio. Hold on 1 second, share sound. Okay. I'll just make sure that you hear it when I play it. All right, here we go. Okay. Here is the first story.
So I have a particularly spooky thing.
You heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thing, I guess, I woke up one morning, I get
got
up
myself a gun
from work at like 3 a.m. I was probably up at 2:30 and I'm standing in the kitchen making my lunch, and my kitchen kind of got drafty. I was a little weirded out because it got a little cold, but I didn't really think much of it. And then as I'm standing there putting my sandwich together, I felt like a breeze on the back of my legs. And I walked over to the vent and I checked to see if any air was coming through, and it wasn't. And I thought, that's kind of weird, but I didn't think much of it again. So I, you know, got my stuff together and went to work. Well, 2 or 3 hours later, my grandmother called me and told me that morning at around 2:30, maybe a little bit earlier, my great grandmother had passed away. And, I'd like to think, because we were fairly close, maybe she was coming to say goodbye or, you know, something like that. But that's my story. Thanks.
Did he hang up yet?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
What do you think?
So he did say he felt it on the back of his legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his grandmother croaks and she comes back as a little kitten cat. And she's fucking maybe pulling at his thighs,
maybe
at the
she
back
was just
of his
like
calves,
tapping him with her foot.
Why would she
you
do
know,
that?
Like a, I don't know.
It's like know. You don't learn how to fucking kiss your undead loved ones on the first day at dead camp, so you got to fucking like kick at them or whatever.
And it was like, you know, it seems to be like the moment that he, what was it? Was it grandfather? grandmother called me my great grandmother. So it seemed like it was about the moment that she passed away. So maybe it's just some sort of release of energy in that moment. I don't know. What makes it like worth thinking through?
Fucking weird, right? The timing of it, it's definitely peculiar.
Right. It's the timing of it. And like we always say with these things that happen at like similar times when a loved one passes, is that it's a comforting thought to have that, you know, there was some connection with them in that moment.
I'm thinking back to like when I told the story about like when I had that TV thing and the backlight went out in the dream and the office was on, but there was no picture. And then I woke up thinking, and there was a feeling of a grandfather in that dream. Then a week later, TV goes out just like it did in the dream. And I asked my mother, I'm like, hey, when did my grandfather die? And she's like, right around the time when you woke up last week, kiddo, you know, it's like, and you're like, nah, that's no good. But this fucking old lady dies and she's pulling up his fucking calves. And you're like, ah, for sure. Energy.
I'm just going through possibilities.
I feel like it's possible you hate my guts, Shannon, and you never want to give me a fucking thing.
That's also true. It's also a possibility.
I mean, yeah, I got to tell you, it's for sure. I mean, who knows? Here's what would have like really got me, right? If she had like died of like a blood clot that came from her leg. You know what I mean?
Maybe she
did. All right. So here's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to fucking punch up that story for you, kid. From now on, when you tell that story, your grandmother died of whatever blows up in your leg. You know, blood clot. What do they give you? Pulmonary embolism? They can give you anything, right? You can get a stroke.
Yes.
Oh, God, life's terrifying. I hate this segment every time.
By the way, this person didn't give us a name, so we don't know who it came from. But thank you, listener, for sending in your story. I have one, but this one's longer. Also, I don't see a name. At least give us like a name to refer to you as, please. Okay, here's the second one.
So I live in Maryland, and all throughout Maryland, there's like abandoned state hospitals, sanitariums peppered throughout the landscape. So it's kind of like when you're a teenager, that's the thing you do is you go urban spelunking at these places. Well, one time I was with my brother and a friend of his, and we went to Glendale State Hospital. We had walked all around and, you know, shown our flashlights into every corner and crevice of the place, and we didn't run into anybody else. So we figured, you know, it was probably time to pack up. We walked into the stairwell of one of the buildings, and we got up to about the second floor, and all of a sudden we heard a loud banging sound. And it was probably one of the doors. They're like steel doors opening and slamming shut. And then we're all standing there kind of whispering to each other, you know, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? And all of a sudden we hear bang, 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 bang. Like somebody's running up the stairs, and then bang, 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 bang. One of the times it got closer, and then the second time it got distant. Like somebody ran up the stairs and then ran back down. And then we heard the door to the outside, or what we thought was the outside, open and slam shut again. And we didn't hear anything. So, of course, after that, we made a full sprint towards the door and through the fence that we came in and got in the car and got the fuck out of there. But that was probably the scariest thing, because we didn't see any kind of, you know, squatters or anything like that. We were all over the place and we didn't see a soul. So we don't really have much of an explanation for that one.
I like it. By the way, I'm reading through like the transcript that comes through with the message. And at the end, I'm sorry, my throat made a weird noise. At the end where he says, we were all over the place, we didn't see a soul. After that, it says, so dead. And he didn't say that. It's this fun thing. I mean, I like that one, because the footsteps that are like really loud or approaching you freaks me out.
I don't like that. Not one little bit. I fucking panicked over a fuzzball last week. There's no way. Nope, I would die. I think I would die. If I heard that noise coming at me, I might just die.
That my sister lives in Maryland. I wonder how close she is from, whoops. I wonder how close she is from this place. What's the name of it? See, the transcription is so off in so many of the words. I'm going to have to listen back to another time, but maybe we can go there and then just sleep in my sister's house after we climb in through the fence. What do you think?
What, into that place? What fence? What are you talking about? We're sneaking into your sister's home. We're going to be like, surprise, we're here.
No, into this place. He said when they ran away that they ran back through the fence, like where they came in through.
I mean, sure. Listen, I've been pushing for a fucking a B&E ghost hunt for the
Have you been pushing for that?
I mean, I suggested it a few times.
And then whenever I bring it up, you're like, hell no.
Well, yeah. I mean, part of me doesn't want to do it for sure, you know? But it's the same part that doesn't want to get on the roller coaster.
I don't and I won't. That's not the type of adrenaline. And it's not like I'm not adrenaline chasing by doing it because I don't like adrenaline. I don't like you that don't
do,
feeling.
Wait, you don't do roller coasters?
Nope.
Really? Never?
Nope.
Never tried
I went on one stupid child roller coaster at Hershey Park. Yep. It was the mouse trap or mouse.
Oh, that's a something. Bad one, Shannon. I won't do that at 30 foot. No, that's terrifying.
This is like, it's got to be like 15 years ago, maybe.
That's the one makes you think you're going to get jerked off the rail, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's like off the
don't
side.
I don't fuck with that one.
So nope. At the time, my boyfriend he was like, you know, obviously a big guy, and his daughter was maybe 4 or 5, and we went with her to Hershey Park, and she wanted to go on this ride so bad, and he was too big to fit on the ride. And so me, as like the good girlfriend trying to win favor with the little kid, I was like, all right, I guess I'll go on it with her. And it was terrible.
That was your first roller coaster?
First and only.
You picked the worst possible one. It's the most terrifying ride.
But there's also there's not like a lot of high drops. I feel like that's the terrible part.
I know, but that one makes you think you're going to get thrown off. It seems like, you know how like when you're driving with somebody and they're like, they're fucking around behind, they're doing like 100 and they're like, whoa, whoa. You're like, man, I really hope you got control of this thing. That's what that roller coaster is the entire time. Like, you guys are fucking around way too much with this ride. It's that one and then the Superman ride, the one that fucking it turns you horizontal.
Yeah,
I don't trust either one of those fucking rides. I heard about somebody falling out of one of those in California, that god awful state. Nope,
I don't like
no
any
mouse
of it.
No fucking Superman.
I don't like any of it. I went bungee jumped once when I was 17.
Oh, yeah,
and it's not, I didn't want, like, my plan was to not do it. I was in Cancun for spring break of my senior year of high school, and I was with a big group of friends, and I'm the only baby of the whole group, and everybody was doing, and so it's in Mexico, and you're like in a, you're like, you're going up like in a crane, like nothing is like how, nothing is coded or have, do you know what I'm talking about? Like up to code. So most of the other people have gone, and I'm like, I'm going to regret it if I don't do it. Like, when this trip is all done, I should just do it. And we're children. So it's not like we were pre-gaming beforehand or anything. We're not drunk yet. We didn't start a night yet. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. So my boyfriend at the time comes onto the thing with me, and he's like recording me as we go up with what device. I don't know, cause I don't know what we used to record video back then. But so we go up, and then I go to the edge, and like, okay, you have to now jump. And I was like, I literally cannot do that. Like, how do you jump off something where there's no bottom to it? How do you do that?
So you had to throw yourself off.
Yeah. But that's how bungee jumping works. You jump. That's part of this is the jump part of the bungee jump.
I thought they had like a fucking like a
your floor platform. Drops out.
Yeah, like you fucking Saddam Hussein being hanged.
Terrible. So I go to the edge, and I'm like, I can't do it. You're gonna have to push
me. Aren't your feet? Doesn't the bungee cord hold onto your feet like tight together?
Yes. So and then you jump.
Oh, but you didn't have to run and jump. You're saying
no. You're at the edge.
kind
of. Yep, you're at the edge of the platform and you jump.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So wait, hold on. So what you're saying is there's a bungee cord involved and you jump.
Okay. Very good. Yes, you got it now.
I think I'm tracking now.
Okay. So I go to the end and I'm like hyperventilating on the way up, first of all, yeah. But I'm like, it's fine. It's okay. I'm going to do it. I'm hyperventilating, probably crying. And I'm like, nope, I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. And I go up to the end and I'm like, I literally cannot do it. And then I was like, if I do, like, you're going to have to push me. And only in Mexico would they say, okay.
No problem, man.
And they pushed me and I jumped, but not really. I like bungee got pushed off and
you got bungee murdered.
And one of my sneakers fell off in the jump, which is probably a terrible sign that shouldn't have been able to happen, but we found it. I don't remember where, but yeah, I did it. And I then, you know, lower you into the net and you get off, but I would never do it again. It's not a fun thing. I'm glad I could say I did it once, but it's not my thing.
No, I got like friends who've gone skydiving and I don't think I could do that.
It's like my biggest fear. I have fears about dreams about like that feeling, like that feeling of falling. I hate it. No, thank you.
There's nothing worse for me than a dream where I can fly. Because I never think I can get myself down. Like, it's never under my own control. And even if it is, I'm like, oh, I'm really high up and I can't get back down.
Oh, I have an opposite dream. Whenever I realize that I can fly in a dream, I like get up off the ground a little bit and then I become too aware of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like my consciousness, like this consciousness coming into the dream too much. But once I start to like flutter up above the ground a little bit, I go back down and I can't do it anymore because I'm just like too aware, I guess, that it's happening. It's really stupid. Probably. I can't even have fun in my dreams.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Okay, before we go, I have one video that I'm going to share. As usual, I steal this from Nuke's Top 5 on YouTube. You should go and check them out. And because all the new videos, I hate them. And also, with like tech, as technology like increases each year, all of the videos are going to become harder and harder to believe, especially like they're super high def and the effects are so good. This one is from, it's only 3 years ago. It's from 2018 and you're not going to even really see anything, but it's the whole like premise of what's happening in the video. And also I found it on my iPad and I don't have email connected on my iPad. So I copied the link and I pasted it in my Facebook Messenger chat with my sister. And I was like, I'm just pasting it here so I can get it from my computer. Feel free to watch it. And so she watched it. She's like, holy shit. The first one just like gave me crazy goosebumps. And I was like, first one is the one I'm going to use. So that's what I'm going to show you guys now. So the, what's happening in the video is, and I also, what makes me a little makes me more skeptical is that in the video, why is she recording this video in the first place? It's these two kids, they're sitting there and they're eating, but why is she recording? But anyway, I'll play it and I'll skip through a little bit.
What?
So the girl closer to us, I guess, she is freaking out. There's two little girls for those who aren't watching the video, and you can watch the video on YouTube or on gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code TTI. But two little girls sitting at like a little kid's table with two chairs. There's kind of like a hallway or like it looks like a laundry room or something behind one of the girls. The girl facing the laundry room or whatever it is freaked out by something no one can see. And she's like starting to get nervous about seeing something.
It's okay.
I just turned off the lights, that's all.
The mother remains calm, questioning her daughter as to why she is scared, but she receives no answer. The younger daughter looks back, doesn't see anything, and then laughs at how her big sister is seemingly scared of nothing.
She's so mean.
What a twat, that's awesome.
Look, she tries to scare her. She's the worst.
What a fuck. That'd be my favorite kid.
Oh, what, mommy? Look at me. What are you scared of? The fish? Oh, the fish died.
What?
Angel's sleeping already. It's raining, girls. No. Nani, are you almost done eating?
She look loves it.
That that is, until the younger girl takes a second look, and suddenly she also sees whatever frightened her older sister. Her reaction is pure terror.
Turn around. That's really it. They're just going to play it many times. But if that scream doesn't send shivers through your spine, I don't know what would. Do you have goosebumps?
I mean,
listeners do.
That's terrifying. Did you see the hand in the beginning, by the way?
Yeah, I think that's maybe part of the video. I think maybe that they're adding an effect or something because he doesn't ever mention it. I think he'd mention it if it was a thing.
Shadow on the wall, right?
Yeah, I saw it at the beginning. But yeah, I mean, like the scream of the little girl, unless it's like that mom trying to fuck with her kids and like put something in the corner and maybe she didn't see it the first time. And then she looked a little deeper and saw it the second time. And maybe we can't see it because it's behind that wall. But that's the only explanation I can think of, because she wasn't freaked out. She thought it was hilarious. And then the scream, and then her face is bright red as she runs to the screen, to the camera.
So here's now. At first, I'm like, oh, ghosts for sure. But now I'm thinking terrible parents.
It could be. Because why is she recording this even?
Right. So I'm thinking she's recording and the husband or whatever, he's got like a Halloween mask on or something. And he's creeping up and scaring the shit out of those kids for some kind of viral video. Which in 2021, I mean, parents will sacrifice a child for clicks in a heartbeat.
It was 2018.
Well, still, I mean, parents have been pieces of shit for a while now.
also, like in thinking that this is like a mom that's just terrible. When the further little girl was laughing, the mom was also laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Like she wasn't freaked out at like, what the hell is my daughter seeing? Right. She was laughing.
Yeah,
also.
Exactly. Yeah, they're fucking with those kids.
Yeah, but that scream, I mean, that scream will get you.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that fear. I think I told you about how I used to chase my youngest brother around with the Scream costume and a real knife from the kitchen. Yeah, I've seen that look. It's not good.
You should have your, like we do with your mom, you should have your brothers come on at some point and tell stories about you as a brother in childhood.
Yeah, it's not going to make me look great. That could be fun. Yep.
All right. On that note, we are going to wrap. And if you can like take a little longer than a second to do your plugs, just so I can find what the voicemail number is. Maddie, what would you like to plug? I found it. We're good. It's okay. You don't have to be long.
You can follow me Instagram, Twitch. I'm going to start if you want to really watch an older man get way too angry playing a child's game with children, twitch.tv/JesterSkull is a place to do that. If you wanted to see me lose my sanity in the regular world, Instagram, JesterSkulls, and Twitter. I mean, fuck Twitter at this point, but get Getter. Let's do a Getter thing. Follow me on Getter, GETTR, JesterSkulls on there for now, because maybe they're not commies like that cunt Jack Dorsey.
When you just mentioned, when you referred to yourself as an older gentleman, it reminded me of something that I posted earlier today, and we're streaming this tomorrow. So you'll probably still see it on my story if you go and look at it. But I on Hinge, and it's from October 5th. So that just goes to show you how often I'm checking Hinge. But there was a guy who messaged me, and I'm going to read to you what he said. This is only part of it. I wonder if I have the whole thing. Hold on one second. Oh, what a terrible episode this is. I've really put a lot of dead air and space in here, but I want to read the whole thing. Yeah, this is it. Okay. So first, once we matched, it says, I'm not going to say his name, but his name, it says invited you to start the chat, which anytime they do that, I'm never going to speak to you, because like that means we matched. And instead of writing a message to me, you threw it to me and said to the app, let her message me first, which is like, go fuck yourself. Then go on Bumble if you want to be like the beta in the relationship. Yeah, but so that happened on August 1st when he invited me to chat. And then I guess he was checking back. And then 4 days later, when I didn't respond, he decided to write to me and he said, I feel like I need to move to Staten Island. You are blonde, fit, older, and very pretty. I shed it.
Oh, I love him. What That's is this? Fucking also, awesome.
Also, he's 41.
Well, you know, maybe he's used to finding, like, you know, women who aren't past their prime on Hinge all the time.
This and is not. Why would that be part of the message?
Oh, he's a fuck. He's clearly fucking autistic, or he's got some kind of like Asperger's or something.
But then there's like other, like, what are you a producer of? Sound like this, three messages in a row. What are you a producer of? Sounds very interesting. And your sleeve looks amazing with your style. So it's also, so it could be autism or catfish, like someone from India or something that stole someone's pictures and can't figure out how to put words together in the right way.
Yep. For a second, I was thinking maybe it's a bot, but then it was like, eh, no. Well, actually, no. I thought, yes, the other language thing, and then bot, and then back to the what you're saying, maybe a catfish. Yeah, but what if it's just like, you know, nice little fucking like off the boat? Maybe he's like, you know, some big fucking Ruski, you know, he's going to take you out for vodka drinks and punching regular white people.
No, thank you.
No?
I mean, it's also
because he said you're older.
But yeah, that's not how you speak to human beings. And it's also, if it's a catfish, like, what's that supposed, like, what are you missing in the translation there? What word were you going for?
Like, yeah, like it's only hurtful words that you could have traded it out with.
There's no way. Some people responded to the story and were like, maybe he meant mature, but you're only going by my pictures here. Mature is also never going to be complimentary. You don't like, no. Oh, you look so mature in that picture to a woman. It's never a good idea.
Yeah, it all means old.
Also, his job is listed as highway operations / bouncer at Department of Transportation.
Okay, that sounds
like the Department of Transportation have bouncers?
They might have security, actually.
Is it called a bouncer?
No, that might be him being funny, which that's funny. If that's a joke, that's legitimately funny.
Also, he's not hot enough to like be a catfish. And maybe he's
fucking with you. Maybe he's like, oh, you're old. He threw it in the middle. I would do that. That's fun.
It's not funny. Like there are, you can,
found it hilarious.
Yeah, you, but you can be like, you know, you can throw a dig in there and be funny. It's not funny. Even the placement in the wording is just weird.
Read it again.
Hold on. I feel I need to move to Staten Island. You are blonde, fit, older, and very pretty. Hi, Shannon.
And he just says, hi, Shannon, after that. Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, what is that? Maybe it is a bot.
I want to respond and say,
which, by the way, that would hurt my feelings so much more if AI was able to fucking grasp onto how old I am. I'd be like, oh, that hurts.
He's 41. I want to respond and be like, in what world is older a compliment?
This guy's been living rent free in your head for fucking months now.
No, this happened today. I just posted.
Oh, this is
today.
New again.
Yes. Remember when I said this is from October 5th and I just saw it today?
I can't remember all the details.
Seconds ago, Maddie.
I'm getting older.
Should I respond and say, in what world is older complimentary? And just see what he says.
In what country? Say it that way.
No, I want to say in what world. No. I feel like that gives it's too, no, I feel like world is more offensive.
In what shithole nation?
In what universe? When we finish today, I'm gonna respond and then stay tuned for next week and I'll follow up if he replies. I feel like it's not meant to be funny. Like, I feel like he's going to backpedal up out of it, especially if he's like a bot or like a catfish. I'd be excited to see what words come through next.
Yeah. I mean, that's a way to figure it out, right? Follow up questions. Yeah.
All right. Let's stay tuned. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely free. But the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code TTI. You'll get a 1 week free trial. It's absolutely free, risk-free. There's nothing bad that's going to happen to you. It's only going to help us. And it gives you access to the episode sooner. You get access to every single episode we have ever done. I don't know what number episode we're on. 200-ish, something like that. Yeah, a whole bunch of them with amazing, we've had amazing guests. It's not always just Maddie and I bullshitting. We've had Sal Volcano, Andy Dick, Russell Peters, Bobby Kelly, Jim Norton, Jack Ari Osborne. Shaffir, Jack Osborne, Dom Lombardozzi from The Wire. So many, we've had a bunch of cast members from MTV's The Challenge, like people, we've had porn stars on, musicians on. So people from all walks of life we have on to tell their stories. And all the episodes are available on gasdigitalnetwork.com, promo code TTI. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate and review. Even like leave a comment on the video that you're watching. Every little bit of interaction helps the show out. So
leave 10 comments. I've seen these fucking Instagram whores doing that. Leave 10 comments below and I'll send you a special DM to the first 15 people who do it. So let's be whores about this. Put 100 comments, all of you, and hurry the fuck up about it.
So if you put 100, Maddie will respond to you. If you put 5, I'll respond to you. I'll DM you. I don't mind. I'll talk to you if you help us out a little bit. We need a little bit more exposure. If you have your own stories to tell, bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send them to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to submit your scary thing story for the month of October via voicemail, and again, try to keep it to about 3 minutes, and give us your name or at least the name that you want us to refer to you as, you can leave it at 732-997-7066. And I did try to figure out how to make that into words and I gave up after about 5 seconds of it. So yeah. You can also that if you'd like, but we only have a couple weeks left. So again, 732-997-7066. And at the end of the month, we will pick our favorite story and send you a piece of merch, maybe a hoodie, because it's like, I appreciate all of the effort that you put forth and you're subjecting yourself to criticism. You're subjecting yourself to criticism by Maddie making fun of you and your story. So
I thought you were talking about me. I don't have a hoodie.
You can get a hoodie. You can order one. I ordered mine.
They have boy colors.
I love the white hoodie with the, well, you probably don't want one with the unicorn, but that's like my traveling hoodie. Whenever I travel, I love the white hoodie, but there's white and black. They're boy colors. That's everybody colors. Also podcastmerch.com, t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. We're a little too late to get something in there for Halloween, but we are working on something for Christmas. So if you have a family member or friend that's a listener, that's a great gift. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.